So, let's talk about this box. This is the missing piece. Well, here it is. This is what it looks like. And internally, we call it ITV. It's going to let you enjoy your media on your big screen flat TV. Right? That's what it's for. Now, it's a code name internally, ITV. We've got to come up with a final name before we introduce it in the first calendar quarter of next year. We're just going to call it ITV today. Now, let's look at what ITV gives us. Let's spin it around, look at the connectors on the back. First of all, what it doesn't give us is a power brick. It's got the power supply built in it because you don't want a bunch of power bricks hanging around your big screen flat TV. So it's got the power supply built in. It's got 802.11 wireless networking built in, industry standard for home networking. Talks to PCs and Macs and everything else. We've got a USB 2 port, and we've got an Ethernet jack. In case you do have a terrestrial network, you can use it as well. Now let's talk about getting the video out onto your TV. We've got an HDMI connector. This is the new connector that all big screen flat TVs have, that you can, with one cable, you can send digital video and digital audio over to the TV. So it's got that built in. If you don't have that, it's got component video and analog audio, and it also has digital audio via an optical cable, if you want to use that. So it's got really nice, very simple complement of ways to hook up to your TV. So ITV is controlled with our very simple remote, easy to use, and you can just hook it directly to your big flat screen TV, or more likely, you probably hook it to your set-top box, just like your DVD player is hooked to your set-top box. And so let me go ahead and just show you what this thing does.